Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oi, the boys and girls on Footy Prime on occasion are known to use vulgarities and frankly appalling language. And sometimes the tales can get quite adult in nature. So keep the volume down if there are kiddies around. And thank you for listening.
Oh, let's go!
It's time to get this party started.
Booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started. You know that we are the number one show. So grab your fucking mates and now it's time to go. Cause it's the
booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started.
It's the booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started. With Danny, Jimmy, Gregor, Amy, Jimmy, and JC. All we know and all we talk about is
booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started tonight.
You're listening to Footy Prime News and Dubs, your one-stop destination for footy news and dubs. Yeah, that's Amy Walsh. Footy Prime, your almost daily footy fix.
Okay. Hey, you little fuckers.
I'm your mother. You listen to me.
I've told you once. I've told you before.
No
playing hockey in the kitchen.
That's what she's doing. She's playing mini hockey right above me.
You're cruising for a bruising.
I got like teenage girls like 10 feet from here because my kid has a PA day. So she had a sleepover last night here. And I forgot that I got a podcast in the basement where they're sleeping in the morning. So I'll probably wake them up, but I don't care.
Oh.
It's no, but bad. You do care. You care a little bit.
A little bit, maybe. It's been a week, huh?
Oh, my God.
What a week in the football world. Number one is that Craig Forrest is back on the podcast.
Number one.
Yay, Craig.
Even JC's dog's happy to see Craig back.
Yeah. Well, my dogs love Craig so much. Like, they're his dog. Like,
who doesn't love Craig? Dog. That's what I want to know. Everyone loves Craig.
We've got to find the enemy of Craig, though. There's got to be someone who just despises Craig for no reason. I know I've got about 100 of those.
There has to be a young striker whose career was derailed by some save Craig made in some academy game or some game where the kid was breaking through. Maybe something like that. Or maybe Craig stole the spot of some kid coming through the ranks at Ipswich or at West Ham. Or even through the Canadian system, Someone hates Craig. Let's put it out there on the on Twitter, yep. And on the Instagram.
Negative stories only. We only want to hear negative stories, and then we'll rank them based on what we think. You know,
how did Craig wrong you?
Yeah, how did Craig wrong you? Hashtag.
He sat in front of me one time in the Voyager section, and I couldn't see fuck all. That's going to be it. Otherwise, everybody loves Craig. It's me.
All this time, it's been so close to home.
Hey, Craig, can I get a picture? You guys, what about me?
You can't see the trees for the forest. She's right here. Craig, is there someone? Do you know someone? Like, you can't probably divulge who it is, but is there someone that you know hates your guts?
Just life itself.
You're humanizing life as a whole, are you? Yeah, fair enough. The other big news is that Jimmy isn't here. So, yay!
Yay!
Jimmy's not here. But yeah, what a week. It kind of started off with Alison Walker
Come
stepping
on,
down.
Everybody. We're going to make our famous
Vegas, Island Diaz, Spice Rum, and Glass.
JC, your mic's on, brother.
Mic's on.
What
the hell is that?
Your Island Tea, ice rum?
I'm drinking coffee, but I changed my mind. I want to try some of that.
This is a really subtle way of, is it guerrilla marketing? Is that what it is? You just like, just take over some airtime on the podcast, just slam it down people's throats without them expecting it. Was that what that was?
I didn't realize that I put on my headphones and then the sound was muffled. And I didn't realize, didn't occur to me that the sound was coming through the computer, which also meant I was talking into the computer. So all this dog chewing, dogs barking, etc.
Well, now we know that when we're talking, and you know, I usually look at JC because he gives me like positive reinforcement by looking at his face. Maybe if most cases he's actually listened to something different entirely. Yeah. He looks happy and improving.
It just lines up.
I feel like most of us do that, Charms. Don't we nod and we
Do actually, Dubs. You do. Wonga often does. Craig and Jimmy are often somewhere else. Mm. You know. Hence the answers to the questions don't often answer the questions.
No, it's when you get the, what's that? What's that now? Well, I'm on a podcast. I'm supposed to be listening. What's that?
Oh. Well, Charms, you see, I'll tell you this for free.
Or Jimmy on last week's Let me tell you something. Next week's, can you repeat the question? You had these in advance. Like, this is not new information.
No. You've had them for 24 hours.
That's right.
I know people are expecting the sexy six today, and we thought we'd put that on a hold until next week because of all the news breaking this week. So as I was saying, it started off with Alison Walker, of course, stepping down as Canada Soccer's general secretary the day she was due to start. For personal reasons, we discussed that, I think, on Wednesday's podcast. Mm-hmm. Beth Priestman got a long-term extension, which was obviously great for her, enormous. And then yesterday, it's leaked out to begin with her murmurings for a bit that Media Pro was either pulling out of their Canada Soccer deal or Canada Soccer was pushing them out of the deal. We're not sure quite what. A lot of finger pointing there right now. And then this morning, I wake up and the first thing I read is Jurgen Klopp is leaving Liverpool. And I'm like, oh, shit. See ya, sexy six. Yeah. We'll talk to you next week. It has been fun. Where do you want to start? Obviously, the global story is Klopp. It's just, you know, a transcending figure at that club. But let's start, shall we, with the whole Media Pro One Soccer situation. First of all, it's just fucking sad. Mm. It's another example of great hope being just pushed out the door once again for Canadian soccer. One Soccer have some good people working there. We worked there for a little bit. We've done some freelance work there. We had a great 7-8 week run there last year. It was tons of fun. Talented people, hardworking people. And I don't know what's going to happen to One Soccer, but I would suggest that it's probably done. Now, that could change. Hopefully, it will change. But right now, it seems Media Pro is out of the Canadian soccer business at this point, although they are going to court over something. And depending on what side you listen to, we don't know for what.
But we were on the dark web talking, Charms, and you know, if there's no one to represent because Media Pro is no longer an entity in Canada, Media Pro Canada, then there's no reason to go to court. So you can do all you want. You got to keep running the business if you're CSB/CPL, looking for that contract from whoever, CBC, Sportsnet, TSN. I mean,
streaming companies,
perhaps. Yeah,
we'll put a bid in.
Yeah,
$77 won't go very far.
And four pies.
Yeah. Three.
Not even a baker's dozen. Four pies.
Four pies. And an old crusty nut from Craig. And that's his good one.
That's the new pie flavor.
Crusty nut?
Yes. Crusty.
Highly allergenic. Just the crust, no filling.
It's not vegan, though, is it? Unfortunately.
It really is not. No.
No. No filling.
Not suitable for school lunches.
So listen, I know that the whole inner workings of Canadian soccer media in this country might be boring to a lot of people, right? But the number one thing here, the big thing, I guess, front and center is that at the moment, the CPL and Canada Soccer don't have a broadcaster, a broadcast partner to show the games, Craig. And as we knew last year and seasons past, the big networks aren't perhaps willing to pay to show the games. In fact, they want to be paid to show the games, which we saw last year, the national team in particular. That is a huge concern, Craig.
Yeah, Sportsnet and TSN, Bell and Rogers, very unlikely that they're going to jump in a bet on something like this. They've done their very best between them over the last 5 years to destroy MediaPro and not to try to take it over, to destroy them. This is the only group that has come into Canada from Spain, the Spanish group that have actually willing to invest millions of dollars into Canadian soccer, and they've had nothing but barriers along the way.
It should be said, though, there's precedent for this. I mean, the Canadian landscape is unique and it's challenging and in all kinds of ways, but MediaPro fucked Liga when their pockets were lined with that Chinese investment back during the pandemic, right? And then they defaulted on their payments. So I don't know. I think the whole thing is sad as well, you know, in terms of where it ends up, where all of those talented people that were, the broadcasters and part of the CPL in terms of, pumping out all that content, great people there. So they're out of work. But I also think that what it's about, it was the rights to the CPL and making sure that that league got the attention that it needed. I don't know if it really did, if it was ever like there was so much moaning about it, you know, being behind a paywall where it really wasn't that hard to access. But a lot of people just weren't willing to do that, that it needed to be on linear TV in order for it to have the eyeballs that it needed. I don't know if that's true. But what it boils down to for me is that our national teams are not being showcased the way that they deserve. The CPL is not being showcased the way it deserves. Commercial opportunity is being lost with critical games on the horizon here. So it also, I mean, I don't know if you're reading between the lines, but like CSB pulls their rights, right, from MediaPro, and MediaPro has their complaints on their side about CSB and holding up their end of the deal. But it seems to me, do you do that if you don't have a plan? Do you do that if you don't have somebody who's knocking on your door? You know, I mean, that's what I'm looking to. I'm clinging to, because my glass is usually half full. Like, I'm hoping that that's what's on the other side. Is it a better solution? I don't know. But there possibly is a road, or they've got a plan in place so that they can get this league the eyeballs that it needs in order to thrive and survive.
I agree. Listen, Martin Noonan's no chump here, right? These guys, you know, love them or hate them, that they're smart business people. I'm sure there's something on the horizon here, at least short term, to get these games on TV. Now, I'm not so concerned. I mean, there's some concern long term about the Canadian national teams getting the exposure they deserve and broadcast deals. Mm-hmm. I'm sure those games will get on TV somehow, somewhere, even if it means the CSB paying for it, right? I'm sure they will. The CPL is the big one that concerns me. Listen, they're yep. Just for those that are asking, I mean, people asking on social media, the CPL is still a league that is going to be at play this year. It's going to happen, right? It's not shutting down because of this at this point. But where is that going to be broadcast? You would think another streaming network, but who's going to produce the games? Because right now, MediaPro was a big production company that produced these games.
Well, and
if it's pulled out of Canada, then it's Dome is the one remaining broadcast company with trucks, who then the other networks will hire to produce the games. They don't come cheap.
That's what I was going to say, Sharms. The biggest thing that I don't think people understand is MediaPro was also the production solution for the CPL. Meaning, yes, they'd take their broadcast, but who created the broadcast? The broadcast. Who created the broadcast?
We created the broadcast.
We did create the broadcast.
Coming this Tuesday.
Good promo. But the biggest thing is their trucks, their technology, their operations were the ones who were actually producing the games. And that is where what becomes cost prohibitive for the TSNs, for the Sportsnets, because now all of a sudden, all of these resources that would you know, go to other sports, whether it's at the time, end of hockey season, starting of baseball, all of these resources are going to already kind of spoken for sports. Now there's 7-8 trucks, whole crews of people who are first of all, out of work, which is horrible, but there is not any investment from the other companies to make this work.
Yeah. And I just wanted to say a couple of things that Sharm said, and then piggyback on what you're saying, Wonger, is, you know, from a commercial standpoint and sponsorships, you know, that, I mean, while CPL is going to continue, they're probably those sponsors, front of jersey kit sponsors, are probably asking questions like, well, we invested for, you know, X amount of eyeballs on our product, on our name, and then that's not going to be happening now. And then the other thing is a problem that continues to plague the women's game or any league that's kind of fledgling is, yes, you want it to be accessible, but it has to be of a high quality. So it's not just enough for somebody to be filming it on, you know, like a GoPro or have like one mm-hmm. single camera set up in the middle and then pushing it out, because you're not going to get the people who are showing up regularly. They're going to turn it on and be like, what's this bullshit? You know, I'm not coming back for this. But then, as you were saying, it's cost prohibitive to start it up. You need a significant amount of investment and money in order to get a quality product out there. And then, Sharms, to your point about you're not worried about national team games being picked up, I'm not either when it comes to tournament games, or if the team goes, wins that game against Trinidad and Tobago and qualifies for Copa. And then, but do you show the preliminary games? Do they only decide to show the team when they get to knockout rounds or whatever it is? So the access to these teams will be severely limited. And that's problematic. I mean, in terms of storytelling and getting to know these players, they're doing a significant amount of it on their own, which they control, which they love on their own social media channels, which is also the other side of the argument when it comes to accessibility with the national teams, how much they want to divulge, how much do they want to put themselves out there when they can control the messaging on their own platforms. But if you're not showing these games, you're not getting to know these players, and especially from the women's team standpoint, that's a problem because they don't have the same amount of visibility in their clubs and in their own pro environment. So it's a really big problem.
It might come down to the current owners of CPL and CSB, that the investors there who have already invested millions of dollars into this fledgling league and are bleeding money, to step it up again and throw money at this in the short term and maybe build another One Soccer, I don't know, another vehicle for this brand.
Two Soccer?
Two Soccer, yeah, there you go.
Sorry, is it too soon? Is it too soon?
Is there not a benefactor out there with a billionaire who loves soccer who can just invest in the game in this goddamn country?
You mean just lose.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it. If they want to broadcast, if they're going to broadcast all the games like One Soccer did, it's a massive loss. You know, at $30,000, $40,000 every single game at the cheapest to broadcast, you're going to need 100,000 plus ratings to be able to break even, not 1,500. And if it goes up to 2,500, that's still not enough. It's just they're not going to be able to afford to broadcast every game. It's just not going to happen. And if Media Pro spent a few thousand bucks and got a hold of the Craig Forrest consultant firm, I would have saved them tens of millions of dollars and said, you guys are fucking idiots.
I bet you would have told them that for free.
Yeah, and the Dan Wong marketing firm.
Well, I remember that when they first started and they came over, there was actually a woman who was involved with Media Pro, I guess, who talked them into doing this. And I remember talking to her and thinking, man, they haven't got a Scooby-Doo what's going on in Canada. If they mm-hmm. think it's going to be a mass rush for the gates to fill these stadiums for this Canadian Premier League, they got another thing coming.
It was always a gamble, right, wasn't it, to base an entire network on one fledgling league? It was such a gamble. And we all hoped it would work out, but there was massive reservations, sadly, because we've seen the history, right? We've seen it before, companies coming into Canada thinking, oh, well, it's an untapped sport in this country, untapped market. We can make it work. It ain't that simple, like Craig said there. It just isn't. It's a long process.
Well, I mean, on the retail front, Target, Remember Target?
Well, came yeah. Up? Oh, yeah. No problem at all, right? Yep. Yeah. You will succeed.
Got crushed.
Listen, I'm sure, like I said, like we've said, I'm sure they have a short-term solution here in some capacity. I would hope. But, I mean, maybe a solution is you pick the game of the week. There aren't that many games, right? That's the one good thing about CPL at the moment, that there's very few teams. You pick the game of the week, and you build some great content around that game. And maybe you roll in highlights, perhaps not quite shot as professionally as we've seen up until now. But you base everything around one big game of the week, and you sell that. And, I don't know, you just get great, compelling content about football, not just that league, but football in general around it. You package it. That's what I do. But who the fuck am I, right?
No, it's smart. You hire Footy Prime to promote you. we do interviews. We do red carpets. We do all of that. We build out a community, which are already built, but we connect them. See, this is always, once again, going to the siloing of this sport. It's there. They have such great fans in Halifax and in BC and everywhere. See these CPL sports and these CPL teams. And unfortunately, they're only now just starting to get connected as far as rivalries across the board. So there's so much opportunity going. And yes, it was a risk. And we also have to throw in the risk of there was a once in a century pandemic thrown in. There was, so look, I don't see this as the three Spider-Man gif where they're just pointing at each other. There are some failures on all kinds of different levels. And, you know, we have sources, and we also know from Spain, there was Chinese investment in MediaPro. We also know that the person who championed this at MediaPro in Spain is no longer on the board of directors. He was pushed out by the Chinese money. And all of a sudden, there's these dominoes that fall. One is an investment in Canada soccer, and I mean soccer in Canada, that hasn't been paying the bills, right? Or at least been... You know, the money's keep flowing and it keeps working, but not in the black. So there's all kinds of systemic issues, not just attached to Canada. This is a whole, you know, investment strategy from Spain and MediaPro, and it changed halfway through. It was probably about last year that we knew that we couldn't talk about it, but there were things that we knew.
Well, MediaPro statement, they do mention about the lack of distribution. And we know that OneSoccer and CSB have been fighting diligently to get more distribution, but Rogers and Bell have blocked them until the CRTC actually ruled last year in the favor of OneSoccer.
Yeah.
And then the big boys lawyer up, and guess what? Nothing's changed since then. Nothing. Yep. So there's lots of fingers to point here. Lots of fingers to point here at numerous things. And the sad part is that the CPL has kind of done its job. It's built every year. It's got traction. This last year, you know, like you kind of alluded to there, Wonga.
Yeah.
In the stands, 19% more fans in the seats. We saw this incredible final weekend. Everything went smooth and went well. This incredible drama and wonderful match. It was all positive. Man, we can really use that and build towards this next season. And then this happens, boom, on the eve. It's just disheartening, isn't it? It really is. But we'll see what plays out in the next couple of days, weeks, months, and see what they have up their sleeve. Because I'm sure, like you said, Dubs, there's something there that has to be. And listen, people consume sports differently now. The major networks are shitting themselves anyway. The streaming companies are coming in. You know, if suddenly CPL is available in a streaming service, well, nothing's changed, right? Mm-hmm. Sorry, it's not called OneSoccer now. It's called something else. And fucking pay the subscription if you're a Canadian football fan and you really care. Otherwise, don't bitch about it. Don't get on social media and complain and whine and whinge. Pay for the subscription and support Canadian soccer. Easy to say. I understand we pay for freaking everything nowadays. We don't like paying for things we used to get for free. But you have to. Otherwise, you've got no right to complain.
You never got it for free, though. Remember that this.
Well, it was never. Yes.
Yeah, and so just so other people, when we're talking about carriage from Bell and from Rogers, if you have a sports package and OneSoccer's aim was to get on the cable carrying sports package. They receive, if you're on that, hey, I'm getting the sports package with Rogers cable or satellite with Bell or whatever it is, you as an entity for each subscriber to that package gets, and I'm using the word package a lot. I know Amy's going to say something.
A package, yeah.
Lunch kit. So package. To that lunch kit, you get, you know, a dollar per subscription. So that would have kept not only people the opportunity for CPL and One Soccer to grow, it would have maintained a cash flow. And when Rogers and Bell stood in front of One Soccer and saying, no, we're not going to carry this, and then having CRTC say, hey, you guys, One Soccer's right, this is their opportunity, they just kept playing the long game and kept saying, no, you know, bring us to court. This is what's wrong with, you know, the landscape right now. There's some big boys making decisions that affect everyone. And so I don't really blame CSB. I don't really blame One Soccer Media Pro. If you're going to want to look for a bad guy, it's usually a little higher than us. So...
It's a valid point. It really is. I don't know. I mean, I wonder, listen, one of our sponsors, our wonderful sponsors is Fubo. Fubo broadcast One Soccer, right? That they took that carriage. Is there space there somewhere, I wonder? Just throwing it out there. I mean, not at the expense of our sponsorship.
No.
I mean, that's millions of dollars a year, you know, which you could produce games for, obviously. But just throwing out, there are streaming companies out there who have shown in the past some ambition to show soccer.
Yeah, I'm always unsure what Fubo, still trying to figure out their model, because, you know, they picked up the broadcast license, but once again, the broadcast license is a company that the Premier League owns, that is their production company, that they have invested cameras, hired everyone away, and they basically end up, hey, we only want you to distribute. There's no production. Basically, you take our feed and you run with that license. Great model when you're this giant league. A lot tougher when you're a fledgling one.
Yep, exactly. Any other thoughts on this shit show, which is what it is?
No, but just that, you know, I hope a short-term solution, as you reiterated, is around the corner, because the CONCACAF Women's Gold Cup starts on February 20th. That's very, very soon.
And CONCACAF, sorry, Amy, wasn't Media Pro CONCACAF's production company, correct?
I don't know.
I believe so. And they still are, yeah. I would imagine. This is just the Canadian operations, right?
Right.
Those games are still being produced, as far as I know. It's just at the point we talk right now, there's no distribution in Canada for it.
Yes.
But they're being produced.
Mm-hmm.
So that takes...
And then that qualifier, end of March, and then... You know, the sixth season of the CPL kicks off on April 13th. So it's right there.
Wow. It's
right?
8 weeks away.
Tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah. We would be in production almost. You'd be you're doing your production. The top bosses would be doing line producing schedules, all that, lining people up for the week, 2 weeks before that to do a run through.
And by the way, CSB have known that this would happen for a long time. It's not like they found out yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Right, they've been preparing for this for months, I would think.
When we
they're not getting paid.
When we did our 8 week stint with them, I got to tell you, just from the mood and just what was going on in One Soccer at that time, there was something already going. There was something boiling. There was no freaking chance we were going to get an extension. They were not going to put any more money into this, and it was quite clear. It was evident that, yeah, we're not putting any more money into it. The bosses in Spain are going to make one flight over here and spend 24 hours and tell everybody to fuck off and go back to Spain.
Yeah, it's true, isn't it? Because we'd speak to the people in charge there about, hey, this is great, you know, what do you think? And they'd say, yeah, it's fun, it's a good show. And then there'd be a look in their face, like, Craig, look in their eyes. You can look and read into deep into their soul. And there's this sense of defeat. Like, yeah, guys, enjoy it while you can.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
I personally, I knew the minute that Pussyfoot got bleeped that there was something afoot. I knew it.
A Pussyfoot. Yeah. Something to Pussyfoot.
Yes, exactly.
They had more to worry about than that.
Yeah.
No, maybe just that.
Just that.
But all this to say that it isn't our fault this has happened.
Why, James Sherman?
We could be the curse. Think about it.
A lot of things. We get blamed for a lot of things.
Oh, my God. Is it us?
There could be a curse attached to us. Like, you guys were around for when DAZN took the broadcast license from Sportsnet. Mm-hmm. That was your fault.
Yep.
Now we're living here in this space. Like,
even when DAZN lost the rights to the Prem to Fubo.
That's right.
Craig and I got blamed for that.
Yes.
What? Yeah. Did you?
No, but I got a few tweets though. People like just in general, including us in part of that world, and saying arseholes like you are costing the sport in this country. Yeah. It's like, that's right. It's like, my fault.
Like
my
minimum wage. He got blamed for the broadcast title.
I still get
remember?
Blamed for that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Little remember that, baby
that sanctimonious,
James,
that sanctimonious, condescending yeah. email? How it's yeah. discriminatory.
Can we find yeah, that? Did we read it? I can't believe
well,
that.
We read
oh,
it.
No, we read it. We read it.
Oh, okay.
Did we read it? Yeah. It's like, it wasn't even our idea. It was Dubs'
idea.
We had
to do this and go, that was Amy.
I was coerced.
It was all Amy.
It wasn't my idea.
Throw the rest of us under the...
all right. Let's move on to the other big topic, which broke. We're still trying to decompress these Dubs' Nile. With the news this morning, when Jurgen Klopp was announced as Liverpool manager all those years ago in this press conference, one of the things he said was, it's not so important what people think when you come in, it's what people think when you leave. Mm. I want to cry. Jurgen's announced today that he's leaving the club end of the season, essentially saying he's burnt out, it sounds like to me. He has no energy left. He's given everything he can. He said earlier this season when they were talking about planning transfers and for next summer's or this summer's tour, he realized, man, I might not even be here for that, he says. Dubs, what a day. What a sad day. At the same time, time to celebrate an absolute legend of the club who will be right there side by side with the Shankleys and the Paisleys and the Dalglishes.
Yeah, just a tremendous coach in terms of when he came in after Brendan Rodgers and just transformed the club. You know, won trophies, set standards, push standards, but then the man, right? I think that is more than anything. Like, he'll be remembered as this winning coach, but he'll also be remembered as this fabulous man, like arm around the players, you know, the fist pump to the fans, like this galvanizing force at the helm, you know? So, yeah, I was really kind of sad, like listening to his statement come out of Liverpool, but I think it was really heartfelt, and it was really, I don't know, it was really genuine. That to me is Klopp in a nutshell. There doesn't seem to be a whole lot that's fabricated, a whole lot that's for show. So I really loved that, and I kind of felt for him too. But I mean, also to have the foresight and the self-awareness to realize you're kind of sitting atop, you know, a club that is on top of the world right now. Sorry, City, sorry, Pep, but I think that they really are at this point. And he has the ability to say, I think I need to walk away from this. He said it was probably back in November when they were looking ahead to next season, but still, and then his entire staff will as well. So this will be a really challenging time for Liverpool, but what a beloved figure. And I wish him the best. And he said he doesn't see himself coaching anymore. And why would you want to with everything that you've accomplished? But I just love him.
Although Craig, I mean, I know he says that he's not prepared to coach now, but he didn't rule it out in the future. I don't see Klopp not coaching again. I can see him doing a bit of a pep here, taking a sabbatical, getting a breather, get his energy back, and then returning somewhere with an absolute vengeance.
I do too. I do too. I can't see him. Well, he was really good at television, actually, before when he had that little stint over in Germany when he was out of a job for a while. He could do that if he wanted to. But I think that eventually that the coaching draw will drag him back into it and the love of it. But I do understand how he's got to a point where his energy levels are going down and he's losing a little bit of motivation, I guess. It's intense, you know, for these managers at that level. It's 12 months. You don't get any downtime. There's always something to think about. And it's obviously burnt him out. So, hey, he's going to go out on a high. How many coaches get to leave without the door being slammed up your ass on the way?
Yeah, it's true. It's a rarity in today's climate, isn't it? Yeah.
It's such a great point. It really is. It's on his terms 100% here, yeah. Isn't it? Mm-hmm. I mean, it also puts in perspective Sir Alex Ferguson and Arsene Wenger and how long they stuck around. Now, Fergie stuck around and went out on a high. He'd won the championship. He won the Premier League one final time. Wenger, not so much. Wenger stuck around a little bit too long. But you've seen what he's done. He's rebuilt his championship-winning team into another potential championship-winning team. Very few managers do that and get the chance to do that, Craig. So I think in that regard, whoever takes over steps into a team that's still very much, you know, going to be in the trophies for next season as well.
Mm-hmm. And I think with Liverpool too, and you might see this as a point, that they don't have the spending power, do not spend at the level of other clubs. Maybe saying that Salah is going to be leaving shortly, and how are we going to replace him? And do we have 100 million? No, we're not going to spend that sort of money. And, you know, to keep doing what he's doing, pushing this team to levels that are beyond what they spend is incredibly impressive, but I think impossible to sustain.
Fuck's sakes, Greg. Thanks.
But they're doing something right with the academy and the amount of players that have come through to the first team. So I think that bodes well for the future and for whomever ends up in charge. But it'll be interesting to see the response, not from the fans, not from the public, but from the players and the results on pitch. Because Fergie talks about his regret in telling his team kind of mid-season or whenever it was that he was leaving. And he feels like in hindsight, he should have waited until the end because he felt like his players lost that edge. And then you're seeing it in a women's game as well with Emma Hayes' departure. I think that when that got leaked and her hand was kind of forced and she had to, you know, share the message with her players before the news broke publicly. But, you know, they've kind of had middling results since. So it'll be, as a Liverpool fan, I always say you want them to continue, you know, to be at the top in all the competitions that they remain in, which is basically all of them. But it'll be interesting to see how they react. And I said to JP this morning, he's in up in the back and beyond with Jack at a hockey tournament. And I was like, did you see Jurgen Klopp just announced that he's leaving Liverpool at the end of the season? He's like, Amy, I don't give a shit. I was like, what do you mean you don't give a shit? It's Liverpool. It's my team. He's like, you should only care about one team, and that's Celtic. So I don't give a fuck.
Oh, wow. There's a marital issues there with football.
Yeah.
do you think Steven Gerrard regrets signing two more years at Al Ittihad? Sorry, I'm being facetious.
No, just sad, by the way.
No, exactly. So, I mean, listen, now you're right. Can they galvanize the team even further? But at the same time, every day there's going to be more stories about who's next, who's replacing the Jurgen Klopp at Liverpool. It's not going to be Per Linders. He's leaving as well. Although in the statement, they said that he also has his own aspirations to manage a football club. So wait a minute. He's learned from a pretty good guy. But I wonder, and I'm going to throw it out there, and it's going to be thrown out and probably has already. I haven't been on Twitter for about an hour. Xabi Alonso at Leverkusen, he's redefined that club. They might win the Bundesliga this year. And no matter what, he's had an incredible performance at that club. He's a legend at Anfield. Mm. He's a young manager. He's got energy. I would love to see him being given a shot at this point. I think he's a favorite right now. Last time I checked, he was the favorite. Last time I checked on TonyBet.ca, he was the favorite.
Oh, it's already up. There's already odds. Oh, you're making it up.
Yeah. I'm assuming.
He makes nothing up, Wonger. How are you just learning this now?
All right. Name, he's got to be favorite, right? Who else is there to be favorite? Ancelotti's been re-signed at Real Madrid. There you go. That ain't happening.
Yeah, he is. He's going to come out.
Well, forget the fact that he is everything that Liverpool Football Club isn't. Yeah. Forget that for a second.
We don't want him, Wonger.
He coached Manchester United as well, which, way upsets some of the fans.
Tuchel's going to come back from over it, just jump around again.
To leave Bayern?
Yeah. Well, Bayern's just going to get rid of him like they did last year when the guy won the Bundesliga. Not good enough.
Tuchel?
Hey?
What about Nagelsmann? Where's Nagelsmann? Is he a candidate?
Is he available?
Isn't he?
I always get him and Hansi Flick mixed up.
Is he? I think they're both available.
No, one's in Germany. Skiing. One's a German national team, right?
Right.
One German all the same, aren't they, really?
That's not what I was saying.
Well, actually, I have a story about Timo Werner where my eyes are really shit. And so I'm reading on the phone and I'm like, oh no, Time Warner is buying a football club. They're buying Tottenham. What's going on? And I'm sitting there going, wait a second, that's nothing to do with Time Warner.
And I'm like, oh Dubs, my God. What about Big Ange? Can we pry him from Tottenham?
There you go.
Perfect. Perfect.
I have the odds, by the way.
Oh, you do? Thank you, JC.
I do have the odds here. And this is through Eurosport, which is a website. So it must be real. So the front runner to take over is Xabi Alonso at four over seven. What does that mean?
A little over half.
Plus 400.
Okay. Put $7 down to win four.
Gotcha. Okay. And then you got next one is Roberto De Zerbi. I think he's deserving of it.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes, JC. Suddenly.
Thank you.
Did you hear that, Sharps?
What's that?
Say it again, JC.
I think he's deserving of it.
Oh, that's brilliant. that name excites me a little bit. I didn't think about him.
He's a handsome guy.
He's brilliant. He's got that charisma that would, I think, very well at Liverpool. And the way his teams play football, that's the Liverpool way.
Mm-hmm. Then the next, there's tied for 12-1 is Stevie G and Julian Nagelsmann.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And then, as you mentioned, Ange at 16-1. So there you go.
Ange, who's 16-1? Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? My Tottenham fans, I'm just going to bug them now. I know lots of Tottenham fans. I'm just going to bug them. It's not going to happen, but.
No.
Ooh. But names.
Sorry, there was also something that I can't believe Dub missed was when Sharms just said, it excited me a little bit. I thought, I was like, what? Dubs. Say something about he and his matrimonial sex life with Tony.
Oh, I was all over him on Twitter about that.
About matrimonial sex life. Oh, man.
What was the line that you used, Charms? He said, like, the rocket's untouchable. And I was like, that's what Tony said.
The rocket's untouchable, yeah. Can't compete with that. But it's funny how my whole mood's changed now from being just like desperate and depressed over Jurgen leaving to now, ooh, but there's some pretty sexy names out there.
And oh, there's another one too. The Mirror in the UK has Pep at 10-1.
The Mirror.
Dumb.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you should look into it.
Would you take Pep, Tubbs? Would you take him? What do you think, Craig? Would that be a good move for Liverpool? Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, we'd take him.
We'd take Pep. Here's Opta Joe. Jurgen Klopp has the highest win rate of any manager in Liverpool's history in all competitions, 60.7%, while he's the only Liverpool manager to win each of the top flight European Cup, Champions League, FA Cup, and League Cup with the Reds. Boss.
Yep.
That's amazing, considering years ago Liverpool had, you know, financial clout. There's only a few clubs in the top flight that could outspend them back in the day.
Very few. They were the city of the 80s, right?
Mm-hmm.
They really were. And that's part of what I think is so impressive with Klopp, is that he's done this during this era of mass spending by the likes of Man City, who have become this force in world football. You know, almost untouchable, we thought, right? Untouchable until Klopp came around, right? So he's done it, like you said, on a much smaller budget. Not that they haven't spent money, but it's been good business, right? I mean, he sells for Coutinho for 145 million, whatever, And then he gets Alisson and Van Dijk, which basically changed everything. They get Salah for a song, and it changes everything. It's been brilliant, brilliant recruitment and management in an era where really they had no right to compete with Man City.
Yep. I saw a quote. It's not really entirely what you were talking about, Sharms, but one of Klopp's oldest friends, a guy named Martin Quast, I think I'm saying his name right, and he was talking about Klopp's appetite being sated, like continuing his work with the same fervor and commitment going forward. And he said, that's not who he is. He doesn't know the meaning of the word satisfaction. He'll be deeply happy, of course, but there's no sense of this is it or I finally done it. So that's the way I think like his statement, like it's less about him and it's more a reflection of the players on the pitch and the vision going forward, that he sees himself not having the energy to sort of follow through on it in a way that he wants to. And I have so much respect for that.
Yeah, because he holds the club in such high regard that he thinks they deserve to have that. Maybe it's a younger man's job. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Man, what a day.
Yep.
Crazy. If you haven't seen the video, go to Liverpool FC Twitter. It's a great interview. And even more to what Amy was saying, I haven't watched a lot of Klopp, but his transparency, his authenticity, thank you. He just seems like a good guy. And the way he speaks to the Liverpool fans and says, I owe it to you to be transparent. And it's such a really nice, you know, and you could tell he's a bit nervous, but he also seems like someone who's decided he's made this great decision and he's fine with it. And that's he's at peace. Yeah.
November is when he decided. And the fact that it hasn't leaked out just shows how tight that club is.
That's huge.
Yeah. I mean, that's enormous, transcending news for a football club or a sports club. And a lot of clubs that would have just snuck out, be rumors, so-and-so's not happy, so-and-so might be leaving. Of course, we hear every year it with Pep. It doesn't happen, but every year Pep said enough, right? He'll be leaving soon as well, don't forget, Pep, from Man City at some point in the near future.
You just have to throw that in. Anybody who's a City fan. Yeah,
City
just
fans.
So you know. He's going to die one day. These guys
have been the face of the Premier League for, what, 6-7 years? Haven't they?
Yeah.
They've been the faces, right? We need this new breed. We need Xabi Alonso to be the face of the Premier League. That's what we need.
And what a face he would be.
A good-looking man.
He is.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You'd be an even bigger fan of Liverpool, wouldn't you?
I don't know. Making me sound very shallow and superficial.
You are quite sexist.
It wouldn't be bad.
You love Klopp's teeth.
Yeah. Are you showing us yours as a comparison?
Oh, yeah.
Look at teeth.
His are white.
Yeah.
No, they're beautiful teeth. I think we'll miss that as much as the tactics.
Best teeth in Liverpool.
And the gegenpressing.
Mm-hmm. And the rock and roll football. He said that in one press conference once. Oh, we're more rock and roll. And then suddenly he plays rock and roll football. And he's been living against that his entire Liverpool career. But yeah, well, what a massive day. Shall we get to some footy picks?
Are you ready?
Sure.
Yeah.
DJ Melody.
And of course, it's so nice not having Jimmy here to ruin that.
He just looks at all of us disdainfully.
Yeah.
Just like,
you people are so stupid.
I always like when JC does the giving birth one.
Yeah.
Imagine if that's what you saw when your kid was born, JC's face. I mean, yeah. With a beard and everything.
There's an SNL skit with Will Ferrell.
Oh, yeah.
Like the woman's giving birth and he comes out and he's like hairy Will Ferrell, fully formed man.
42-year-old man.
Wearing like a wristwatch. Like, oh my God. Hey, you guys.
There's also one with John Hamm coming out of one with a saxophone. And he's like, it's brilliant.
That's great.
Isn't there some stuff that some like weird yoga people do, that kind of like the rebirthing type stuff? Isn't that something? You know, there's something you can go and it's like rebirthing and they actually recreate it. It's weird.
No, wait, it's nothing to do with childbirth, but like they're going back to
But they actually recreate that experience. They break through something. It's really freaking odd.
Yeah,
probably some lots of vegans involved, I imagine.
Why?
Well, that sounds like the kind of thing they do.
Listen, they're flaky weirdos no matter what you subscribe to in life, okay?
I know, but just seems that there's a bigger percentage in the vegan population, that's all.
Maybe just, that's fair.
That is fair, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, I didn't put the bets in. I wasn't that organized, plus Craig didn't put his in at all.
Oh,
so
he did.
Did he? Oh, maybe I missed that then.
Ipswich over Dubs is Maidstone.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so let's start this. Let's go. FA Cup weekend, everyone. Exciting. All right, so Craig has Maidstone losing to his Ipswich, -834. All right.
I really think, else? Personally, we should go all in on Maidstone again.
Plus
Maidstone.
You know, it only pays +102. So, no. Oh, no. I'm sorry. I'm incorrect. +1900. That's more like it.
You're right.
The +102 was that's the under. All right. Okay. So we got Ipswich to beat Maidstone. Anyone else got FA Cup before I move off FA Cup?
I do.
Okay. What do you have?
JC too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've got BHA, Brighton Hove Albion, v. Sheffield.
Okay. So you say farewell to the Zerby?
Yeah. I'm saying, oh. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, -136 they're paying over the Blades. They're away from home, Brighton. Okay, yep. JC?
I had Everton over Luton.
Everton over Luton, -189. Okay, actually, that's not bad odds for I guess Luton's been playing better of late. Okay, I will stay in the Prem, because Dubs, you're not Prem, are you? Oh, no, sorry, no. You're not FA Cup.
No.
Okay, I am going to take, let me have a look here. Ooh, this is better odds. I'm going to take Leicester to beat Birmingham. Okay, in the FA Cup. Okay, Dubs, where are you going?
I'm going to Serie A, Femminile. Or Femminile, probably, right? Femminile. I'm going Roma over Sampdoria.
Roma over Sampdoria. Okay, and they are paying, well, Jesus, I would hope so. -3,334. That'll affect the odds.
We can win $1.37.
That's okay.
Did Jimmy have one? Did he give one?
He did.
He did.
What did he give?
Boca Juniors to beat Club Atletico Platense.
Okay, Boca to win. Okay, let's go to Argentine Copa de Liga. Where is Boca? Stay with me. I'm coming here.
You're speaking with your Boca.
Actually, I don't see it here. Argentina. Vélez Sarsfield. Where is Boca?
Well, while you do that, we'll go through our Footy Picks Footy Prime Supporters Club. They've got Ipswich over Maidstone, Leicester over Birmingham, and Man U over Newport. There you go. Just for our Footy Prime supporters.
The odds for that, I'll give it to you in a second. I did their bet.
You did?
I did do their bet, yeah.
I'm sorry, I was filling because you were looking.
No, it's okay. It's quite all right. Thank you for filling. I just can't find this Boca Juniors game.
Hmm. Newport sounds like it would have the best mall, right? Newport, you'd be like on the beach and have a really good mall. Yeah,
is this in the States?
It'd be like in Jersey, right? Let's go to Newport.
Hey, I bet Newport's pretty smoking
because the cigarettes.
It's a cigarette brand.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't see Boca here.
Know that.
I don't know what Jimmy's talking about here.
Okay, then go with the five. We'll go with
we'll do that.
The futile five.
It's not better. The futile five.
Yeah. No, we should do. You know what we should do, Sharms, either go five or we should go, there's a Liverpool and Brennan derby.
Oh, that's Liverpool, right, Bristol.
Liverpool's playing Norwich.
Oh, okay, so we go Liverpool, clearly.
Yeah. Right?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Bristol and Forest. What's Jimmy? That's the two Spider-Men pointing at each other.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, there's that's that the too, right?
Yeah, but we're not touching that one.
No,
because Forest on the road as well, and Bristol's not a bad
is it home team. And away? Is this FA Cup home and away right now?
No,
it's one-offs. Oh,
Spurs,
man.
Spurs, Man City. Shall we give... shall we go... Where is...
You know, you can kind of do what
Jimmy's,
you want.
Jimmy's not here. Screw him.
Yeah, all right.
All right. $5 plus $3.45. That pays us $22. Okay? I'm placing that bet. As for the supporters club, as you mentioned there, Wonga, I think it pays... they were very conservative on their picks, but I think it's Carrie made the bets from Hawaii.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure how switched on she was. to the odds. But you know what? Listen, we'll take pragmatism at this point. We need lots of money in Craig's computer/casket fund. By the way, has he got the computer yet?
No, he hasn't. He's going to get it on Sunday because I'm going to Ottawa for the weekend for a volleyball tournament.
Okay.
And Craig has been away for a week. So we just haven't been able to link up. Our Venn diagram hasn't really looked good lately.
But we're doing the unboxing video, right?
Yeah, I've taken pictures of me picking it up in in Woodbridge. And I did a video. It's like you said, Wonger, we need to do this. So I'll take some pictures while it sits on one of my chairs in this house. And then we'll have it come up and Craig can pretend he's opening something that he's never seen before. A new computer.
Maybe that can be our first video on the website when it launches and what within a couple
exactly.
of weeks.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or
what's that? Well, he'll be naked when he does it.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be,
yeah. Coming out of your dishwasher.
Yeah.
I'm willing to try anything.
We need the hits. We need the impressions.
We're the only soccer fucking anything that survived.
Yeah, we are.
Think about it.
God knows how.
We
failed in this country. Everything.
We're cockroaches.
Yeah.
We're fast approaching our 500th show.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy? 500. What, we four away?
We're five away now. This is 495. So there's four more after this.
I was confident people might like this podcast when we first started, boys and girls. But 500? I'm blown away by that. I thought for sure we'd be hired by someone by then. It wouldn't be doing it.
Yeah. Our numbers Let's be are honest. Higher than one stalker. We're not getting a bean.
No, I know. Back in 2019, we started 18, 19, we started this thing. It's like, yeah, this will keep us relevant until we get hired. Here we are now. It's 2024.
It's crazy, right?
500 shows later, we're still doing this bloody thing.
We're the relevant media company now. Footy Prime is the relevant media company. So everyone out there, please support us. We'll give that out.
Subscribe and give us reviews and 5 stars. Like us is important.
We'll give you our honest opinion because we, you know what? I've got to a point where I just don't give a fuck anymore.
I didn't notice, Craig. Hadn't noticed.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
And Craig's doing the old Homer Simpson doing the literal burning the bridge as he goes across on a golf course.
You know, boys and girls, we don't need to be hired because it's much more fun working for ourselves.
It is.
And we can grow this into whatever we want. Right?
Yeah.
Especially if things like the supporters group's $15 payout comes through on Footy Picks this week.
Did you see what ours is?
$5 wins 15. Ours was 20. What was it, 22?
Yeah.
I get what I said now. Yeah. I think 22.
So $37 together.
Mm-hmm.
That's more than one bean, Craig. More than one bean.
I'm feeling good about it.
Good.
All right. Well, that's it. That's the podcast. We didn't get to talk much about Beth Priestman's extension. We'll get to that, but good for her. We think at one point she might be leaving because of all the nonsense behind the scenes, but it's good that they've committed to her. She's done a great job.
Amy's got the Broads cast, and do you have anything to promo? Any guests coming on, Amy?
Yeah, well, I guess it's not top secret, but I just mentioned that we're going to be recording on Tuesday morning. So Claire Restad, Rian Wilkinson, and myself. And then our good friend from She Scores Bangers. If you don't follow Mariam Kurabi on Twitter, she's terrific. Puts out great content, great video content, follows the WSL, World Soccer, from a women's footballing perspective. And she's a delight. And so Mariam is going to come on and have a chat with us on Tuesday.
Great guest. She's fantastic.
Yeah, she really is.
No, if you don't follow her yet, make sure you do. She Scores Bangers. Any fan of women's soccer, or if you're getting into women's soccer, she's one of the must follows because she covers everything. And she is, you know, we're a bit like Jurgen Klopp, you know, we're kind of aging and old and, you know, haven't got much more energy left for this gig, but she's one of the new breed coming through. She's Xabi Alonso. Mariam is Xabi Alonso, about to take over the football world.
That's
and we're going to be just ushered off into the sunset with our pants down.
We can both coexist and lift each other up.
Yeah, I guess so.
No, I wanted to say though. Well, okay, I will do. on the Bev Priestman front, I had tweeted that I thought, she comes on during the pandemic. They win the gold medal. middling success kind of since the team has still failed to find success at the World Cup, which is, I think, what they really desperately need in order to have that respect. But I thought, you know, brave decisions tactically in terms of player selection in order to turn things around after that really disappointing performance in Australia and New Zealand. So I felt like, and that strong run of form through those friendlies in the fall in Sinky's farewell tour. So I thought Bev deserved to be rewarded for that. It's been challenging times, right? But actually, our Rhonda Brownlee, because a lot of people weighed in and some were on a positive, some were on the negative. Rhonda didn't hold back. And Rhonda said strategic and tactical failures at the World Cup, unwillingness to give Lacasse, Vienne, Larissi, et cetera, minutes when the team was starving for goals and needed a succession plan for Sink. With a hard K. I would much rather see a certain former national team player coach the team, but the CSA is a shit show, so I don't know, emoticon. So, like, that is reflective, I think.
Can you do that emoticon again?
It's one of my favorites. I don't know, emoticon. It's so one of my most utilized ones.
I will say this, though, and then, you know, you sign a coach to a long-term extension when you haven't got a general secretary in place. And that person is going to be making a lot of important decisions, including finding the men's coach. How? Why wouldn't you wait? How is that different? Were they scared that Bev might jump ship somewhere else, I wonder?
Yeah.
Is that why they had to do it?
I think so. She was rumored. Her name was thrown kind of in the rumor mill down south at the border in NWSL with these new franchises. Bev's name was always mentioned. Carm's name was always mentioned as maybe a possibility for Canada and also in those franchises. We certainly have great talent, but I think you stick with what you know, because not because you don't really have a choice, but you have some continuity in a federation that's really lacking in that regard, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's been a week and a half, put it that way.
Yeah.
For all things.
It's been a day.
It's been a day. No kidding. But we are under 1 hour for this podcast compared to the previous couple, Sexy Sexes, which have hit a $1.30. So we'll return with that, though, and the new and improved 66 next Friday. And there's, of course, a whole lot of bullshit happens next week as well, in which case we'll have to postpone it again. But I think it will come back. I enjoy it. All right, everyone. That's Footy Prime. Our thanks to Fubo TV, fubotv.com/footyprime. Subscribe and save. And, of course, tonybet.ca. Sprinkle, sprinkle, sprinkle some money on today's and this weekend's football games. Why not?
Meh.
What was that? What are you doing? You look at strangled.
I don't know. Emoticon.
I don't know. Oh. The emoji.
All right. Until next time, probably Monday morning, right?
Or Sunday Cheers. Night. We'll see.
We'll see. Cheers.
I like having Dubs on the show. And her Monday UEFA is conflicting.
No, but it's not. It's once a month.
It's only once a month.
Monday morning.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Yeah, that's awesome. And by the way, we should talk about that later on, not this show, because we're prolonging this. This is a classic Craig extra right now.
Okay.
Questions. But some of the people you're on the course with are pretty big names, so maybe we'll get to that on Monday. All right, keep buying newspapers, and bye.
This episode of Footy Prime has been brought to you by Fubo TV and by Tony Bett. Make sure to subscribe to Footy Prime wherever you get your podcasts, and follow us on Twitter at @footy_prime and on Instagram at @footyprimeIG.
Maybe. And crusty pies.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.